know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Welcome back. This is Jabari Crenshaw, the Loud Storm. We back, and we better than ever. You know I had to come back because I haven't been on my P's and Q's recently. So guess what? Jabari Crenshaw is the Loud Storm. I had to trick y'all again. All right, welcome to another show of the J-Files New Music Friday from the WMUC radio station, FM and digital. Did y'all miss me? Like, really, y'all can be serious. Like, you know, I was a little slacking recently, but I had a show. I was in the Clarice Smith Performing Arts production of Macbeth. That was the porter. I was a drunk, man. I had to play a drunk. And what do drunks do? They slack on work, you know? So I was getting into character, if you really think about it. Anyways, we back with another week, and we got a topic today. I'm going to hold the topic. But we're going to get into it. We got a lot of good new music, and I'm so excited because I found a new source where I can find some new music, y'all. I'm so excited. I need a hand clap for that. Can I get a hand clap for that, man? Stop it. They flattered me. All right. So we going to get into it. This is new music on the J-Files New Music Friday from WMUC, FM, and digital. Let's get into it.
Breathe into me. I had two best friends in a hotel suite. Now what? It's me and you. You do the thing that they can't do. It feels right, but right is wrong. I probably shouldn't do it, but I'll do it for the song. Come here. What's this about? I got all night long and I wanna find out. Just
breathe into me. Don't you miss it? It's been so long. If you I'm in heaven, I want it again.
Breathe into me. I had two best friends in a hotel suite. Now what? It's me and you. You do the thing that they can't do. It feels right, but right is wrong. I probably shouldn't do it, but I'll do it for the song. Come here. What's this about? I got all night long. I wanna find out.
Don't you miss it? It's been so long. If you would leave it to me,
was Arlo Parks with Get Go. Before that was All I Do, All I Did Was Dream of You by Biba Do, by Biba, by Biba Doobie, by Biba Doobie, by Biba Doobie. Featuring the Marias. Say that five times fast. I'm trying to say five times fast. Say that five times fast, huh? Exactly. And then before that was Malcolm Todd, Breathe. Hey, Malcolm Todd is back. You know, I ain't gonna throw shade. But I don't care. One time I said in a conversation, I was like, you know, yeah, I like alt music. Malcolm Todd is like my guy. I listen to him. I love. Well, I don't want to say the title because it's gonna sound weird. But I love a title. Insert title. And I'm like, that's. And then these alt people, alternative lovers, they were like, that's not alternative. And I was just like, and I looked at them funny. I said, you know what? You got it. You got it. You're right. And then I just left it because I didn't have a good comeback. Yikes. Anyways, all right, we still got some good music going on. Arlo Parks, I think this is the first time I played her on the station. I really enjoy her music. You know, another Brit. The British are taking over this year. I swear they're taking over. So watch out, America. Dang. We're going to have I'm not going to say that. It was at the crazy, but I'm just not going to say that. Anyways, all right, we're going to keep it pushing. We got some more new music going on. I'm so excited about the topic that we're going to discuss, and we're going to continue rolling. This is the J-Files New Music Friday, WMUC Radio 90.5 FM and digital. All right, let's get into it.
Why would you fight it? Why would you just let go? Your heart you be hiding, but here you can let it show. I know that you're tired. God knows that you tried. Don't give in to your pride, 'cause baby I got faith in us. Ooh.
These streets getting cold. Baby, come home, right where you belong.
Oh, 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 oh.
Put that on my soul, never leave you alone. We already know.
'Cause baby, it get real out here. Baby, it get real out here. They don't care about how you feel, but I care. I'm here.
I hear you.
I swear.
I see you.
So clear.
I'm safety when you're out of nowhere.
Oh, pray for you, baby. Make a way for you, baby. Just know I'll hold your head through the process. I'll talk you through it. Ain't no problem. All that you need, girl, I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I promise I ain't trying to preach to you, but I can make you a believer. Just let my love reach you, yeah. About how you feel, but I care. I'm here.
I hear you.
I swear.
I see you.
So clear.
I'm safety when you're out of nowhere.
Oh, pray for you, baby. Make a way. for you, baby, trust me.
That was Thunderwave by Thundercat and Willow. Who Is It by Jordan Adejuni. No, I'm butchering that name. And Safety by Lacan. I just looked at the set. I listened to the song, right? But when I first listened to it, I was like, okay, it just sounds good. Okay, add it to the playlist. But then, like, when I saw that, Willow's on, I'm like, okay, bet. I'm set. And then I'm listening to a song like, all right, so where the Willow at? Because I don't even hear any type of Willow in it. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay, I guess. I do enjoy me some Willow. She's very, definitely the most talented bunch in terms of music-wise out of the Smith family. But, we're going to continue. We're going to get back to the music. Let's go. The J-Files New Music Friday. You better recognize.
I want all of you. Breathe me in and tell me I was born for you. Give my all to you. Tell me you surrender when I want you to. I know it's unusual that I came here to adore you. And maybe I'm delusional to think I felt love before you.
Beauty that knows. the shows, I comb my toes in my bed. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'll be going out tonight. I don't know what else to do with myself. There'll be more than lovers holding tight under ultraviolet.
Said as we in a knot. All eyes on me when I walk in the spot. In Miami, let's chill on the yacht. She get to shaking when she get on top. And you look good in that two-piece. Pretty like treasure, I'm loving her booty. I am in love with your beauty. And I said that you perfect, so why you keep asking me? It's no girl on this earth that I think you should rather be.
Yes, that's great. And you eat every time so casually. Actually, it was a masterpiece. Pretty so good like I'm in an academy. I don't want you and nobody after me. Let's go. She's so pretty at night, cute with the makeup off. 2 a.m. tryna break her mouth with the spit, I'ma break her jaw. Intimate, so she take it raw. I don't want a host, wanna take this off. Two step on a dance floor. This is cool with me, Jiggy. Love a woman that know that she pretty. Yes, I got the best in the city.
Go through shit, but I don't need no pity. Might beat up the p***y, yeah, I do not feel guilty, Ken. I touch all over your knees and kiss on your neck. No, I won't leave no hickeys. Uh-huh. Like when I from the side, yes, she go. D is tight as her lace, so she go. Shit all in my face, yes, you got some expensive taste. So if I was you, I'd wanna me too.
Girl, I don't wanna play with you. And if I was broke, yes, I would hate me too. She like, I wanna shine like you. Wanna get fly like you, yes, I wanna me too. Yes, I wanna.
And I said that you perfect, so why you keep asking me? It's no girl on this earth that I think you should rather be.
Yes, that's cool. And you eat every time so casually. Actually, you is a masterpiece. Pretty so good like I'm in an academy. I don't want you and nobody after me.
My gosh, I didn't know the song was that bad. Oh my gosh, oh my Gertie, I did not know that song was that dirty, Chat. I'm so sorry. I thought it was just like a, I'm trying to think of the word, I thought it was just like a drill rap. And then I listened to the song again, same thing with the Thunder Wave. But, like, I just didn't listen to context. It was that dirty. I'm sorry. During Women's History Month? Really? Come on, y'all. That was on me. That was on me. I take credit. Ah, dang, that was bad. That was real bad. Now, we're going to get back to the scheduled programming. Now, I'm going to play two more songs, and then we're going to get into the hot topic. I told you I was bringing that back. We're going to get back into the hot topic. So, this is the J-Files New Music Friday. Oh, my God. I didn't even announce what the songs were. The last song was Bad Bish by 41, Jen Carter, and Kyle Rich. I'm so sorry again, chat. Cruel World by Holly Hubbardstone. I'm really liking her music. I'm not going to lie to you. Her pop is very fun. It's very whimsical, and I'm really enjoying that. And Mona Lisa by Charlie Gier and Mahalia. I really enjoy that. You know I like my old Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. You know I like that Nat King Cole, but this one was cute too. I liked it. So we gonna keep it pushing. It's the New Music Friday, the J-Files on WMUC Radio and Digital. Let's get into it, chat.
Cruzamos el disco que nos vimos aquella vez. Yo no sé cómo me encontraste, pero baby, al otro día me explotaste el día. Cuando llegaste a mi cama, si juré que yo contigo, mami, no iba a volver. Pero siempre sigo al diablito, me levanto, miro al techo y digo, ya volví a caer.
aún así te sigo amando. Como tú me tienes mal, me prometí yo mismo no meterte y mírate en mi cama, vuelve a llegar. Ella sabe cómo va a ganar, conoce el código mental y me lo va a lacar. Mi baby loca, le gusta que la cojas un par de veces al día, no fuma pero enrola. Si se lo saco llora, lo quiere bella sola. Se vino un par de veces, mojó toda la consola. Es una atrevida y una fresca, ay, 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 ay. Tenía un bebito ahí, pero no es de nada. Me arruña toda la espalda cuando uno le. No sé cómo me encontraste, pero hoy vi al otro día, me explotaste el día. ¿Cómo llegaste a mi cama si juré que yo contigo, mami, no iba a volver? Pero siempre sigo al diablito, me levanto, miro al techo y digo, ya volví a caer. Aún así te sigo amando y tú buscando una aventura. Yo nunca termino entendiendo cómo tú me tienes al límite de la locura. Aún así te sigo amando. Yo nunca termino entendiendo cómo tú me tienes al límite de la locura.
All right. And that was Una Aventura. I feel like I was so busy trying to sound authentic. I messed up. That was Una Aventura. There you go. By Ozuna and Blow My Mind by Robin. Oh, sucky, sucky now. We're about to get into it. Oh, sucky, sucky. We're about to get into it. All right, guys. Let's get into it. It is now time for the hot topic. Oh, didn't press pause. It is time for the hot topic. Oh, yeah. I did that on time, too. Okay. So, recently I was going on my TikTok. Okay. Yes, I'm on TikTok. But I'm better than you guys because I have a 40-minute limit. I don't go over those 40 minutes because, one, it's addicting. Two, Trump owns it. That's it. That's all. But I did my little TikTok scroll so I can do my little streaks, of course. You know, you got to keep the streaks. And I saw this question and I was like, huh, you're so right. And the question was, do we have any male pop stars? And I was just like, huh, because this music industry has always been dominated by female artists, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. But this industry has always been ran by female artists. And so and they really highlight, like, you know, we really always highlight, like, oh, female pop stars and the work that women had to put in to be these and how they had to exceed men and in every sense of expectation. But when we look at the men, they kind of doing the bare minimum. So then we got to ask the question, like, but then also we think about, like, oh, do we actually really appreciate male artistry when they exceed those expectations? Or do we just only support, like the bare minimum. And so, like, I was thinking about this, and I was like, society, as society, we expect more from women, hands down, which we shouldn't. We shouldn't expect more from women when we don't expect that from men. But then it's like, for men, we don't acknowledge them or give them credit for, like, you know, honestly, I think we don't give them credit. We just give them streams, which is, of course, is putting money in their pocket. But we don't give them streams. And so, like, I'm thinking about this now. So I looked up some names of, like pop artists that are out right now, male pop artists. We have artists like Benson Boone and Somber and Alex Warren that's out right now. And so I'm just like, this is what we got. I'm like, this is what we got? Okay, these are your male pop stars. And so what I think what we're missing, honestly, is just creativity from the men. Can't lie to you. We're missing creativity. We're missing authenticity. And we're just missing, like, just the it factor, honestly. I think when I list those names, Somber, Benson Boone, and Alex Warren, first of all, I can name at least one flaw from each of them. Can't lie to you. I can just name one. Either they can't sing, can't dance, can't perform, or are just weird individuals. But not in, like, the weird sense, because, like, you know, weird can be beneficial, but in the sense that they're weird in terms of, like, who they support is weird, who they roll with is weird, and it's just, yeah. So I'm now looking at a list of Gen Z pop stars. So I'm going to read this list again. Role model. I've heard of him. I heard one song, but yeah. Somber, Conan Gray, The Kid Laroi, Lil Nas X, I don't even know who that is, Daniel Seve, and Benson Boone. So when I think of this list, like I said, there's a flaw. Men aren't putting out creative bodies of work. I think when I think of interesting works, I think of just, like, innovative, something heartwarming, something not industry planty. I think the closest person that does that, honestly, is Lil Nas with Lil Nas X and Conan Gray. But I think with Conan Gray is that, actually, I don't know. Honestly, I like Conan Gray. Conan Gray does a great job of making exciting music and speaking with emotion. And he's also a great performer. I'm the press director here at WMC, and so I had one of my assistant, shout out Christy, my assistant, she went out there and she was she's like, you know, telling me all about it. And so I'm like, yeah, that does look fun. And then I see the pictures and I'm like, yeah, fun set, fun music, interactive, heck yeah. He really could. So honestly, I take that back. He could, but he's not at that stardom yet. It's just that oomph. I don't know. It's that oomph. And Lil Nas X, he had that oomph. He had it in his hands. But then he went and did some weird bleep. Dang it. I wish I had a beep. That would be so cool. He went and did some weird bleep. So it's just like, you know, dang, we just grab, we take one and then we lose him. The Kid Laroi, he fell off. He's not there anymore. Sombra, I like 12 to 12. I like Back to Friends. I like his music. I just think it's just missing some oomph. It's missing some. We need a Beyonce boot camp. We need a Michael Jackson, Prince, Beyonce, Bruno boot camp right freaking now. Honestly, we don't even, like, you know, and those are, like, you know, of course, black people, Melanated March, they set the pavement. But, like, even not that, even, like, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, who else? Just got the oomph factor, you know? So, yeah. I think who was really close to having this was Benson Boone. Benson Boone has a had a great. He has the voice. He has the stage presence. He can backflip. I don't know about dancing, but he can backflip. You know, but his music, you're gonna wrap yourself around the American flag, and you see the climate that we are in. Not saying that you can't support whatever you support, or you can't love your country, because I love my country. But knowing that the climate is, at war, and what the flag is kind of representing, it's just like, why? It's why. And that's my question. Not saying that I don't think anything Nancy. I'm just like, why? But I digress. Like, you know, his music is very, like, copy of what? Dang it. Freddie Mercury. His music is kind of like just an exact replica. That's another iconic pop star. And so it's just like, we gotta find your own. You gotta find where you fit in. I see the talent in the vocals, but I just need to know where you fit in. And so then that leads me to the question of like, did we ever, what male pop stars that we have before now, Gen Z before now? And so I'm just like, And so then got me thinking, scratching my head. And so we have The Weeknd. We have Harry Styles, I think is a great example. Harry Styles. We have Justin Bieber, though his music, I don't think is crazy exciting. He still has that fan base. He still has that, following. So it's not always like factor. It's just like, you know, what is like, you know, who's making it big? Who the girls screaming at when they see it, you know? So see them. So it's like, yeah. But then even that, when I ask myself, like, who are the pop stars now that, like, making noise every day, male pop stars? Bruno Mars is making noise. He is 40-something making noise still. That's crazy. That's longevity right there. I hope he's not falling off, because he has an amazing voice. He has amazing performance, stage presence. But I would put him there for one of the most well-known and most, I won't say influential, but most like influential to me, pop stars. Treasure, that was my banger. Treasure, da, 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 that is what you are. So yeah, and like he's definitely a student of the craft. But then when we look back to all the way back there, Michael Jackson and Prince, boy, Bad Mama Jammas right there. Those were pop stars. Putting intention in the craft where everyone can see it. Michael Jackson, though, and like, we're gonna have a different conversation about that, because I have a debate with multiple different people about this, but I'm not gonna get into it right now. But Michael Jackson, though, I have like my wits about him and like this the industry and how they treated him and how they used him. Banger after banger after banger, Standing Still while other people were screaming your name for 15 minutes, people passing out. Are you serious? Pop star making banger after banger, pop star starting longevity. Little boy was a little boy. Long now was a grown man. Longevity, boom. It's like crazy. Performer, boom. Dancer, boom. Entertainment, boom. Singer, he could sing, boom. You know, so it's just like that. Like, he's just an art of like the entertainment craft of using, of how to use one's body to be an entertainer, to be a pop star. And then Prince, my God. Musician, composer, lyricist, vocalist. God, you serious? Learning how to use, like, you know, of course he didn't dance like Michael, he didn't move like Michael, but he definitely took how he can use his talents of instruments and musicianship and stage presence, and just blew it out the water. Those were pop stars. And so do I see it now in the men right now? Honestly, no, I don't. I see a little bit in Bruno Mars. And I know this, and I know there's a difference. I know there's a difference. I know this. And, like, you know, I try not to compare them to back then. But, like, when I just think about them, like, you know, Bruno Mars is a big example of putting your heart into a performance, especially old Bruno Mars, putting his heart into his performance. That's pop stardom. Like, so, yeah. And especially when you just look at the women. Of course, Beyonce being one of the greatest performers of all time, right up there with Michael Jackson. But then you also had, back then, you had, like, you know, Tina Turner, Janet Jackson, Britney Spears couldn't sing all that, but she was a pop star. She put the craft in everything. She put her heart in it. You don't see that in these men right now. And so, like, you know, thinking now, women are still putting their heart into it. They're still putting their all into it. Same thing in every genre, R&B, pop, rap, crazy rap. Women are dominating it. And I'm not sorry to say that. Women are dominating that, and I'm proud of them. You know, so you got artists like Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Tate McRae, Chappell Roan. They just taking over. So, yeah. And I almost forgot. I can say, like, you know, but now if we say pop stars mean, like, overarching as an umbrella term with multiple different genres, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Bunny, those are pop stars right there. Those are pop stars. They have that it factor with what a pop star is. Fight with your mama, not me. I ain't with it. Talk about Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny and Kendrick, they both put on halftime shows. But they have the presence. They have the intention. They have the stage presence. They have the creativity. It's just, that's what a pop star is. But like, you know, it's hard to see that. One, they're not in my generation, which is Gen Z. They're not in that generation. So, you know, they don't kind of equivocate with, like, you know, who are the Gen Z pop stars. But right now, currently in this, they are the pop stars. But it's just, it's so women crowded, which is a good thing. Don't try to twist me. It's just a good thing. But it's just hard to see it, you know. So, yeah. But my time's about to be up. I'm going to be back. Don't worry. Actually, I need a break. Not from y'all. I've had too many breaks from y'all. I just need a break from the school. I got to get out of here. I need to get home with my fam. I'm sorry. I got to go. But catch me back on the 27th. And that's a lot of new music. I'm excited. I'm gonna try to get a guest in here. We're gonna chop it up. But the 27th is so exciting. Got a lot of new music. I know Ray is coming out. I know El Mean is coming out. I know Robin is coming out. I'm just so excited. So we're gonna get into it. So thank you for listening. I'm trying to think of a fan base name, but I ain't got enough fans. That's on y'all. Sounds like y'all gotta step it up. Anyways. Alright, I'm going to talk to y'all later. This is the J-Files New Music Friday, WMUC radio station, 90.5 FM and digital. And, you know, I'm going to close off with some nice Latin music to get everybody in the mood. It's Friday! It's spring break. I'm happy. I'm lit. So we going to do this. Let's get it and let's do this. Come on, let's roll. I'm trying to pick it up. Now, let's get into it. Boom.
Ya lo pensé, lo decreto. Tu mano agarradita con la mía. Qué bueno sería no tenerte que esperar. ¿Cómo hace pa' que todo sea mejor? Yo sé que te han
si eres la mejor de las mejores. Es que